cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 102.7, Joburg's best old school and R&B. Right, so this normally happens on a Thursday, Tara and Tony, that we do Hot Cares and make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. But today, we thought we just had to step in and do this, Tara.
That's right, because today we're remembering a South African hero who dedicated more than 40 years of his life to making our roads a lot safer. We're talking about Philip Hull, who co-founded the South African Road Safety Foundation, and he also volunteered along that notoriously treacherous stretch that we call the N3 Highway, especially around the Van Rienen's Pass.
Yeah.
Hull, or Dr. Phil as we affectionately called him, sadly passed away earlier this month at his Pretoria home, leaving not only a massive void in his family's lives, but also in the countless lives of the people in our emergency services sector as well. So earlier this afternoon, Phil's relatives scattered his ashes and his friends and loved ones all over the world paused to honor his life and his legacy as well. We've got Phil's longtime friend and fellow volunteer paramedic Nick Dolman on the line now. Nick, we can appreciate how difficult today is for you. I mean, Phil really was one of a kind.
Yes, he touched so many lives. His absence will leave a great void, but he's being fondly remembered this afternoon. And we are very grateful for all the memories.
I mean, there are very few people on planet Earth who spend their lives volunteering to save the lives of strangers. Phil did it for 42 years on the N3 Highway. We're talking about time away from his family over high-risk period. Christmas, Easter, all those important moments that we usually spend with our family.
It's amazing what he did. He was an inspiration to many. And recently I've heard him being described as an angel of the N3 for all that he did in Van Rienen's Pass. You know, he would appear in the middle of a tragic, terrible crash scene, often in the worst weather that Van Rienen's Pass could throw at him. And he would do his best to help people.
Nick, what motivated Phil?
He had such a big heart. He loved people. He would always go out of his way to help people. And he had such a way of making people feel special, and unconditional kindness to people in distress or just total strangers.
And it's that generosity that I keep hearing about whenever I talk to somebody who knew Phil. I mean, as a journalist, there are some terms in the medical field that we don't always understand straight away. And I always knew that I could phone Phil at any time, day or night, and say, please explain it to me like I'm five. And he would have the patience of a saint. I mean, even Nick, last year, you also helped us, you and Phil, with our series on Hot 102.7 called Blind Spot when we were looking at road rage. And I mean, Phil and you spent half a day here with me just going into the ins and outs of road safety. He was such a generous guy.
He was very passionate, not only about helping people, but road safety. He put so much time and effort into that. He saw it as such an unnecessary tragedy, waste of time, resources, money, and lives. And he was always looking for a way to try and prevent things from happening and teaching people to drive safer.
Yeah, I mean, Nick, Tara touched on it, you touched on it as well. The N3 near Van Rienen's Pass is, it's notoriously dangerous, and you and Phil spent many hours there witnessing some tragedy.
Unfortunately, we did, but that was the reason for being there, to help people in their desperate time of need. And that's where he stood out, head and shoulders above everyone. Patient, he had a quiet strength, selfless dedication, and when he came to these emergency scenes, he brought safety, medical care, and just took control and looked after people.
Nick, we can only imagine how you and the rest of the N3 volunteers are feeling at the moment. I mean, words are superfluous today, but the one thing about Hot Cares here on Hot 102.7 is that we do try and just lighten the burden sometimes and just shine a little bit of light into what sometimes seems like a hopeless situation.
So Nick, you know, we at Hot Cares and here at Hot 102.7 are just amazed that you take time away from your families, you and the rest of the other volunteers. So we'd like to chip in. Hot Cares would like to assist and help. We want to donate 20,000 rand to keep you guys, the N3 volunteers, on the roads doing a good job.
Well, very unexpected. Thank you very much. you know, we'd really like to carry on what we're doing, and we hope that we can honor his legacy and keep going what he started so many years ago.
Nick, that's just a donation from Hot Cares and obviously Hot 1027 listeners to honor the life and legacy and pay tribute to the memory of Phil Hull, an irreplaceable hero of the South African emergency services.
Thank you for your kind words. Philip always loved to be in the background, and but he would appreciate those, and we do. So thank you very much.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.